My American Ecuadorian Identity Crisis, published on the 1st of February, 2022, by Brenda Panama, MOF Foundation Research Intern. Brenda is currently an undergraduate student at Hunter College. She is majoring in biology with a minor in psychology. She is passionate of giving back to her community and devotes her time working with nonprofits. Brenda plans to be a neurosurgeon and continue to give back to her community through nonprofit and volunteer work. In school, we are taught about the creation of America. The famous Christopher Columbus discovered America and brought many others escaping persecution. Our founding fathers, George Washington, James Madison, Thomas Jefferson, etc., who created our Constitution, making America so great. For the first few years of my life, I believe that was a part of the history this great country had, that my ancestors somehow had ties to the founding fathers. However, as I started to get older, I noticed that I didn't really look like the people I was so proud of. I had a brown complexion with dark, oval eyes, a longer nose, and I was much shorter than almost all my other friends. It took me a long time to process that I wasn't really a part of the great history that we are so often told in our tiny classrooms. And now that I look back on it, I am glad I'm not. I wasn't the type of person to really interact with people. The only friends I had in elementary school were the ones that I befriended in kindergarten. Stephanie, who I talk to today, has been my friend since we were 5 years old. We were put together in every class all throughout kindergarten to fifth grade. However, Stephanie was my complete opposite. She was friends with everyone in the school. During fifth grade, everyone was obsessed with iPods and any new TV show or movie that Disney Channel would play. I, on the other hand, only ever played an iPod when Stephanie would let me use hers or learn about the shows and movies when I would overhear conversations. Once, another student named Sky, who was known to talk to everyone during recess, came up to me and Stephanie the first few weeks after fall started. Everyone was talking about the new movie that came out the previous week, Let It Shine. In the movie, two best friends work together to get signed to a record label company, only to find out that only one can sign up. Their friendship is put to the test when they both want to get signed on the record label and want a platonic relationship with a producer's daughter. The show focuses on both conflicts, which made every preteen anticipate its premiering. Sky had already watched, then came to Stephanie to ask her thoughts about it. I trusted both Sky and Stephanie, and at that point was curious as well to find out about this intriguing show that everyone was talking about. So I asked them, what happened? But the response I got wasn't what I expected. Sky responded with, you've never seen Disney Channel before? Have you been living under a rock? She sounded so astonished. It wasn't the comment that affected me the most. It was the way she said it. I wasn't the average preteen watching Disney Channel or who played on their iPod. I didn't even know what channel Disney was on, because my mom had only just immigrated here a few years ago. She knew nothing of the American trends that kids had here, and even if she did, we weren't in a place where my mom could afford me cable or an iPod. It hit me hard when Sky said that because it made me feel out of place, like I had no belonging. After that conversation, I would always question why I wasn't like everyone else, to the point where I started to pick apart our physical differences. Many of my classmates were taller than I was, had a smaller nose, frizzier blonde hair, and their complexion was either lighter or darker than mine. There were times where I would live in my own head, and I would think about ways to change my appearance, to become more like them. Sometimes I would just find comfort in disassociating from the idea that I was American and resort to my Ecuadorian nationality. That all changed when I went to Ecuador for the first time. Right after my mom got her green card, she moved El Mar y la Tierra to see her parents. We got tickets to go to Ecuador during winter break to spend the holidays with our family. I have mostly fond memories of my first trip there. I met my abuelitos for the first time and all my primas, my mom always talked about. I met my tías and my tíos and my mom's longtime friends. Ecuador really did bring out a different part of me because electronics weren't as big as they were in the United States. No one had the latest iPod or was watching movies or TV shows anytime they could. Everything or anything we could do would be outside. I remember my cousins loved to cook with leaves, the rocks, and the flowers outside my abuelita's land, We would always pretend to give out our food to our parents, and then we would make chamisas to keep warm. There would be late nights where we would play soccer or equavoli, or play hide and seek and hide behind the cows in the huge corn maze my abuelita had. Ecuador was everything I'd imagined, but it was ruined because of my cousin's snarky comment, saying, "You aren't Ecuadorian, you are American." For the longest time, everyone has believed that when you migrate from your home country to the United States, you automatically have everything, including money. However, people fail to realize that in order to come to the United States, you acquire a huge debt that only accumulates every day due to the interest rates. Migrants come from all over the world with nothing in the hopes that they will leave the United States with everything. In some cases, it does happen, but more than 3/4 of the time, it doesn't. So many people die crossing the borders between the United States and Mexico, and if they make it, they're coming to a place where they have no job and no place to live. My mom had countless sleepless nights where she was overworked. My cousin's comment not only failed to recognize my mom's struggle, but excluded me just like everyone would in the United States. Every time I looked back at this, I realized the jealousy behind her words. She was jealous that I was one of the few American cousins she had, who had different opportunities than she was offered. But it didn't change the fact that she wasn't the only one who firmly believed it. Everyone always referred me to gringa, when I am and always have been the same brown complexion as them. It's been hard being bounced back and forth with the dilemma of being stuck between two cultures that don't accept you. Even now that I'm older, I still struggle with who I am. I think that when I was younger, I needed to have a clear explanation of that. But after constantly being pushed around, I now know that I don't. I could say that I'm American or Ecuadorian, but neither defines the type of person I am or aspire to be.